So this week is our second week where we are spending time discerning together as a community where God has been at work over the last few months, and particularly during the COVID-19 lockdown. And also particularly this week, our focus is trying to consider and imagine and pray, asking God to show us where he is leading. What is the future of this church? What does it look like to continue to be on God's mission? So this is done through small groups. So I'm going to share some of the questions that the small groups considered. And I want to encourage you to take time, if you weren't part of the small groups over the two Sundays, to take time to answer these questions for yourselves, and then to send in your reflections to me, because we'll be gathering everything that people have been saying and sharing, and looking at the key ideas that are emerging when the leadership team meets in a few weeks. So this Sunday we looked at kind of three areas. We looked at justice, we looked at character, and we looked at the future. So I want to begin by speaking about justice. Social justice is a really big part of our church community, but a lot of what we do can have a real global focus, or even a national focus. And one of the things I guess that I've been convicted of over the last little while is, what does it look like to better engage with and love our local community? What does it look like to do justice in our local community? Now, there are so many people and organizations doing some wonderful things. And in a way, we try to reach out to our community through mainly music and building a relationship with our local school. We have some social justice events like forums and the Close Swap, which are opportunities for people to locally engage in different issues. But we want to spend some time thinking about, what is God calling us to in the future? So some of the things to discuss or to think about is, do you know any local organizations we could perhaps partner with, either volunteer with or support financially? What are the local organizations doing justice in our community? How do you think we could best love and support our immediate neighborhood in Seaforth? We might want to think about the neighborhood that you are part of. What are some of the things you're doing in your local neighborhood to show love and kindness, to show justice? Are you already involved in local initiatives, and perhaps there's opportunity for others in our church to be involved? Would you like to be involved in a church local outreach justice ministry? So this is something maybe, I guess, yeah, as I said, I feel like I've been convicted in, but I guess I want to ask, as a church, this is something that we want to do. So we can spend some time discussing those questions. The next area we want to look at is around character. And this is actually something I really want to pick up again more next year. But it's good to stop and think about, how has God been transforming your character? You know, none of us want to go through bad things, but it's one of those strange things. Often it's as we're going through hard stuff that our character is transformed. So as you think about the last little while, perhaps there's sin that's come to the forefront that you feel like you've needed to repent on, or you see God empowering you to be more patient or more kind or gentle. How has God been transforming your character? And what spiritual practices help you to grow in God's grace? The Holy Spirit is at work. And often we join the Holy Spirit by having practices in our lives that help us to be attentive to God and to grow in God's grace. So what spiritual practices do you have that really helps you? And what might it look like for us as a church going forward to keep encouraging one another to pursue a Christ-like character. At this point in our small groups, we spent some time in prayer, praying for some of the things that we have been talking about. So we want to pray that God will continue to speak to us as we continue through the book of Acts in term three. We can pray for our church, that we would be a church that just more and more leans on God and depends on God and seeks God out. We're going to pray for our home groups. They are really key. And this came across really strongly actually last week. And when people were giving thanks, our home groups are really key communities where we grow in our relationships. So pray that our home groups will continue to be places where people can be cared for and that new people would feel welcomed in them as well. We can pray for the group that's starting up this Wednesday. It's our big questions group. So it's a space for people to come with their questions about Christianity. So pray that we might have people who are able to come, that there'd be no obstacles in their way from coming, and that this would just be a really safe space for them to encounter Christ for themselves. Pray that God would really be at work in this group across term three. We can pray for organizations with whom we partner, like Baptist World Aid, Global Interaction, and MICA, that they be able to strengthen and empower some of the most vulnerable communities, often working in places outside of Australia. We want to pray that the Holy Spirit would continue to transform and renew our church community. And as we think about the future, we want to ask God to be directing our thoughts, for God to reveal where he wants us to head as a church in this time and place. You might want to pause now and actually spend some time in prayer. And then we come to thinking about the future, and we actually spent quite a long time. We allowed quite a long time to think about this. So I guess when we think about the future, we can think about what has just happened. So are there any learnings that we should take with us out of the lockdown that we need to take with us into the future? I think one of the key questions that's come up is technology. So is there a role for technology in our church going forward? What might that be? Maybe we've started something new in our home groups that we want to continue. When you think about the future of the church, you know, the next 2 to 5 years, what words or images come to mind? Who do you see in the church? Do you see the church growing and getting bigger, or are we smaller? Or are we kind of the same people? Are we planting another church? Are there new people in our church? Do we have an associate pastor or not? Is it still one service or not? Is the way that we do church different? What do you imagine or hope for when you think about this church and its future? Remember, our mission is to make disciples that intentionally live out the whole of the gospel story with a global vision and kingdom perspective. Be, speak, do. And our values that we want to grow into is that we want to be a church that is with God in prayer. We want to be with others. Relationships are really important. We want to be here. We want to be culturally relevant. We want to speak about Jesus. Evangelism is important. We want to speak from the Bible. We want to do justice. We want to do life with the Spirit. Character transformation is really important. So when we think about those values and our mission, again, that might help you think about the future and what God might be stepping us into. Again, I'll say it again. I'd really love if you have any reflections or ideas or images or words. Please share it with us. I think it's really important that we listen to one another and listen to God. And it's not just me driving it all. So thank you for everyone who has participated over the last 2 weeks. Next week, we'll start back in the book of Acts. But until then, may God bless you and may you continue to see that God is with you and that you are loved by God.